The International Committee of the Red Cross is warning that tens of thousands of lives are at risk in the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol. It's calling on both sides in the fighting to agree and guarantee terms for the safe passage of civilians out of the city and to allow the delivery of humanitarian aid to those who remain. It's thought up to 160,000 people are trapped in the devastated city under constant Russian bombardment. The Red Cross is coordinating a convoy of supplies, which it says will be ready to enter Mariupol as early as tomorrow. Alona Sinyenko is spokesperson for the Red Cross in Kyiv. She's been telling me what's known of the situation inside Mariupol.
The humanitarian situation has been horrendous and deteriorating, and people have been trapped there for several weeks now with food and water running out, hiding in the shelters with no heating, dead bodies lying on the street, there was nobody to collect them. So the accounts of the people who managed to flee the city are absolutely horrifying, and it's a matter of absolute urgency to be able to access it and bring the urgently needed humanitarian supplies.
And for the vast majority, just to be clear about this, for the vast majority of those trapped in Mariupol, there is no escape. Some are getting out, but very few.
There have been no safe passages organized from the city of Mariupol. So the situation has become so desperate for many people that they have been taking enormous risks to be able to leave the city. But there have been no possibility for them to leave the city safely. And this is what we have been trying to do for weeks now. In maintaining dialogue and reminding both sides that is their obligation and to the international humanitarian law to give us the neutral humanitarian space to provide the possibility for people who want to leave the city to do this safely, and also to give us the possibility to bring humanitarian assistance to people who are still staying.
And at this point, there is little or no humanitarian aid getting into the city either, as well as the difficulties people face in getting out.
This is absolutely correct, because we've been speaking a lot about the safe passages or so-called humanitarian corridors. And it is true, people who want to leave to safety, they must be able to do so. But also, we should not forget that also people who are staying, they must be able to receive humanitarian assistance. And there have been no humanitarian assistance reaching the city. And it is an obligation, and I would like to stress and repeat it once again, that it's an obligation on both sides under the international humanitarian law to provide the possibility for the civilians inside Mariupol to receive the life-saving aid that they need.
And Aliona, if the arrangements were put in place by both sides, if there was a cessation, if there were strong guarantees that aid could get in and people could get out, how quickly can the Red Cross get humanitarian aid into the city?
Our teams and supplies are now on the way from Dnipro to Zaporizhia and ready to go into Mariupol tomorrow. And we really hope and that this humanitarian operation will take place. It is hugely important because lives of thousands of people depend on it.
I mean, we know that President Putin, or we understand from reports of conversations he's had with international leaders, that he is willing to order a cessation if the Ukrainian forces in the city lay down their arms. Now, are you saying that any cessation that allows a humanitarian operation to get underway has to be without condition?
Basically, what we're saying is that there must be very concrete agreements between both sides that would allow us and other organizations to reach the city safely. What we have been seeing until now, there have been declarations on both sides, but we have not seen concrete, precise agreements on the ground, agreements on which roads we can take, the timing, the days, and only this very concrete, very precise agreements will allow us to carry out humanitarian operations safely, because it is not up to us to risk our lives to be able to enter Mariupol. It is the obligation of both sides to give us the humanitarian space that we need to be able to do this safely.
And the alternative, the horrifying alternative, is presumably many thousands more deaths.
Absolutely. The humanitarian situation has been dramatic and it has been deteriorating. And for now, I can't even give you the precise information about the humanitarian situation in the city because we are not there. And it is a serious problem that we are not there and we can't carry out our humanitarian work. We had a team in Mariupol working in terrible conditions and they have stayed there until March 15. They have distributed absolutely everything they had in their stock. They was hiding in a cold basement with food running out, water running out, with small children. And at some point, they were just forced to leave. And now it is an absolute priority for us to be able to go back and to ensure safe passages for people who would like to leave and to bring the humanitarian assistance for people who are still there.
And just finally, Aliona, and on another matter, the Red Cross issued a statement earlier this week highlighting what you said were false allegations about the ICRC's role in forced evacuations by the Russians. False narratives, disinformation, deliberate targeted attacks. What's been happening in that regard?
Indeed, we have been drawing attention to these very dangerous false claims they have been spreading in some media outlets and also on social media about these allegations that the ICRC was facilitating forced evacuations of people from Mariupol to the territory of Russia. These allegations are false. They are not true, and they are extremely dangerous because when we send our teams to cross the front lines, to bring life-saving assistance to people, such misinformation can cost lives. And also it's on the way and it's preventing people who urgently need humanitarian assistance from receiving it.
And do you have any idea about who's behind this disinformation?
I don't know who's behind this disinformation. I don't know what's the purpose of spreading this false information is, but I just would like to call on everyone for people to check before sharing anything online, before sharing rumors online, to check and verify the information because we live in a time where spread of misinformation and disinformation can cost lives.
And that's Aliona Sinyenko, spokesperson for the International Committee of the Red Cross, on the line from Kyiv.